Welcome to the Girls Only Project podcast, where we will be discussing all things women in sport. We want to use this platform to discuss and share the challenges we face as women in sport.
It's awesome to have Banele Shabangu on the Girls Only podcast with me today. Banele is a South African track and field athlete. She is not only an SA junior champion in the 100 and 200 meters, but also won the senior national title for the 200 meters earlier this year. Banele, it's awesome to have you on the podcast. And yeah, I can't wait to hear all about your journey to now.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, cool. So yeah, give us a little bit of a background into, you know, athletics for you. Has it always been a part of your life, or is it something you picked up at school? How did it all start for you?
Well, in all honesty, I started doing athletics in grade one, which was 2009. And whenever people ask me, when did you start doing athletics, I just tell them it's been my life, because this is the only sport I've known ever since I grew up. But I started being professional, I think, 4 years back, okay, taking it serious. And that's how, when I decided to switch up and take it serious, that's when I became the junior champ and everything.
Okay. And do you have siblings? Were siblings doing your sport or doing track and field? Was it friends, or does just something like you naturally fall into?
Well, I do have siblings, but unfortunately, none of them do sports. I'm the only sports sibling at home. And the reason I decided to do track and field is because when I grew up, it was the only fun thing that I knew. When I saw boys run, I just wanted to join in, and I fell in love with it.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I love that. So passionate about it from the start. That's epic.
Yes.
And then obviously still pretty young. I think you're only 20 years of age now, and already tearing up the track with some senior titles. I mean, yeah, for most athletes, like their first year of senior competing at a senior level is always kind of a learning year, and usually, you know, it takes a while to perform. But I mean, you've kind of just, you know, performed right off the bat. Do you feel like it's been like an easy transition from juniors to seniors, you know, training wise, mentally wise? Yeah, how's that been?
I wouldn't say it was easy, but for a person like me who started competing with seniors while I was still a junior, I think that was a great foundation. Mm. So that helped me to prepare myself mentally. When I came to seniors, I already had the mentality of, this is not the juniors, you've been with these people. And last time when you were running with them, you always told yourself, it's fine, they can beat me because I'm a junior, but now you're no longer a junior. So what are you gonna do? So yeah, it really prepared me mental-wise, and I upped my game, training and everything.
Okay, awesome. So yeah, obviously competing against seniors earlier on, yeah, you know where the standard's at and what you got to bring to the track. So yeah, that's definitely helpful. And do you feel like you've had to kind of mature in the way that you approach competing quite quickly?
Yes, indeed. I did feel like it, especially this year. As a child who just came back from a boarding school where everything is done for you, to a person now where everything I have to do it myself. I mean, no one is gonna wake me up, say go and train, study or what. It's just amidst everything, the ball is in my court, if I can say. So it was really hard, but slowly but surely I'm getting there, and yeah, I'm ready.
Nice. Yeah, getting into that rhythm, that routine of, like you say, you know, being motivating yourself to get up and get the training done. And yes. And I mean, studying at the same time, that's always kind of a tricky one when you talk about being a professional athlete. You know, it takes up time and we're often quite tired. How are you coping with that? How is the university supporting you? Is it going well?
So far, everything is good. I'm receiving the support that I need, both from varsity and my coach's side. So he understands, whenever I have class, he understands that I need to go to class, but definitely in the afternoon, I'm going to come back for training. If I don't have class, I just go to training in the morning, rest in the afternoon. I think I am pretty well with this. I'm handling it very well.
Nice. And then, I mean, obviously you're going to have to travel at some point, go overseas and miss lectures and stuff like that. I know that was something I always struggled with, you know, if we had long training camps overseas. I mean, obviously the university supports you in that and encourages you to do that.
Yes. I make sure that whenever I'm that side, I still get my work done online. And then if there's tests that I'm missing, I make sure whenever I get back, I need to go to school and write all the sick tests that I missed.
Yeah, very, such a diligent student. I don't think I was, I don't think I was that as good as you are. It's maybe why it took me a bit longer to get my degree, but no, I think it's really good of you to have that kind of diligence and commitment to the degree, because it's important. You know, I think I talk about in a lot of the podcasts with the athletes, is to have that that education backing you. You know, I know that you're still young and you basically, you know, just starting out your career, but one day it's not going to be there anymore and we've got to have something to fall back on. So it's great that you, yeah, putting a good amount of focus into it, which is amazing. And then, yeah, I mean, I think as a South African, you know, track and field athletes, I think you have a lot of, you know, women to look up to who've competed on the track, who've performed on the track, set an amazing example for us, and performed really well on the world stage. I mean, obviously they face challenges to get there, as I'm sure you have. You know, what are some of those challenges that you have faced, or you think you are still going to face as you go on in your career?
I know there's going to be challenges where people will try to bring you down, and then it's all on you whether you step up or you listen to them. I know I'm not praying for any injury, but I know somewhere, somehow, bad things may happen. We need to always leave room for disappointment. But what I told myself, whatever obstacle comes my way, either hard or easy, I'm always going to find a way to just tackle it and move on. So I am ready for more challenges, especially now that I'm being noticed all over. Now they know me. They never knew me while I was a junior, but now they know me. I'm up for the challenges. I'm up for people who are going to come back working harder. And yeah, because at the end of the day, we're all fighting for one thing. And yeah.
Yeah, of course. It's as soon as you make a name for yourself, then everyone notices you, and a little bit more pressure is on, for sure. And I mean, specifically as a, you know, as a woman in track and field, like, do you think there's specific challenges that you face as opposed to the men? You know, has there been anything up to this point that you felt you've had to deal with?
So far, no. But I know there's always that thought where they say men are better than women and everything. But I do believe that one day we're just going to put that aside and show them that, no, we women are also better than men. In the past, I haven't experienced any of that, but I'm ready to experience. And yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think as you go on and you compete, you know, on that world stage, I think they're definitely going to be, you know, times when you are challenged. And as you say, it sounds like you're ready for them, which is great. And I think definitely have women in South Africa and Africa, you know, track and field athletes who are facing, you know, a lot of challenges at the moment, and definitely, you know, women that we can look up to and take inspiration from on how to deal with these challenges that are being put to us. So yeah, I think you've got great role models in your sport, which is awesome. And then, yeah, I mean, speaking about kind of this pressure of being noticed a little bit more than you were at a junior level, you know, does it make you feel like more nervous? Does it make you feel excited, motivated? What is the kind of leading emotion that you feel from this?
Well, I can say all of them. I am nervous because now, as I am, they're expecting Manila to be a defending champ, which is going to be next year. I am ready, and the pressure is going to be hard. Too much pressure and everything. There's so much pressure going on around us from the people doing the sport, from normal people. And yeah, it's a lot, but what can we say? It's the life we chose, and there's going to be challenges, and I'm ready.
Yeah, and I mean, working on the mental side of things, obviously that's where, you know, that mainly comes from, like how you, how you stay motivated and deal with, you know, kind of nerves and all that kind of thing. Is that something that you prioritize in your training? Like as much as you spend time on the track, you also, you know, spend time working on your mental strength?
Yes, I do believe mental strength is the most important thing. If you're not mentally ready, what's the use of going to training and being for something that you don't, you are not even sure of? So yes, I do have days where I just need to be alone, think of what I want. If I've achieved some of the goals, it's time for me to write more goals in order to see if I can make it. So mental-wise, I feel like even for me to wake up in the morning, I need to be mentally fit for that. Because if I could just go to the track and I'm not there, I'm not going to do well, I'm not going to perform, I'm not going to train well, I'm sure my coach will even send me back home because I'm mentally not there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And has that, like, you speak about it like really positively and like you know you are really motivated and you have that strength that's pushing you. Has this been something that's kind of come to you naturally, or, you know, have you had to put work into this, the side of like your mental strength side of things?
It's something that I had to work on because sometimes you can just get motivated by the little things. Let's say you go to training and you don't do as good as you thought you were going to do. Now you start thinking of negative things. What if on the track I'm not going to do it? What if I'm not going to make it? So it's something that you teach yourself, that whatever you think might happen, it's going to happen. If I think negative thoughts, obviously I'm going to have negative results on the track. So I'm trying by all means to be positive as always, and make sure that I cover all the tracks of the negativities.
Yeah, and I mean, it definitely seems like it. You know, I was also just having a look at kind of your social media before I was chatting to you, just to try and get a, you know, an insight into you. And yeah, you're always smiling, you know, full of positivity. So I think that's, yeah, it's obviously a great way to look at things. And you sound like you're always ready and motivated to give it everything you got. And I mean, that obviously has influence on, you know, teammates and people you train with as well. And it sounds like you probably an influence on the positive side of things. So.
Oh, well, yeah, they do say I'm always the happy chubby.
No, that's a good thing. You've always got to have that person. So, yeah, it's a really good place to be. You know, you started athletics kind of at school and it's kind of the only sport you've ever known. How do you feel like athletics has changed your life?
Looking at today's life, comparing my life to my maybe friends who don't do sports, I can see there's a very big difference. And athletics, it taught me how to be disciplined. And not disciplined by being forced, but yourself, disciplining yourself. So I knew when it's time to have fun and when it's not time to have fun. They would go out, I would sleep, and not because I want to sleep, but because I know that tomorrow I have training or tomorrow I have a meeting. And if I go out now and do something, I'm going to regret it tomorrow. So athletics in a way is, it's like, it taught me a lot how to take care of myself mentally, how to take care of my body, when to do this and when not to do that. It just puts you on the straight line. But like I said, you can't do that if you don't know how to discipline yourself. You might say, I have a coach or whatever, but if you can't help yourself, your coach can't help you. Mm. That's just facts.
Yeah, for sure. And like, if you didn't have athletics in your life, like, do you think you'd be anywhere near to where you are now, you know, like following these goals and studying, working towards something, you know? Do you think that you would be where you are?
I doubt. No, I don't think I would be where I am today.
Yeah.
I doubt.
Yeah, but I mean, it's taken a lot of hard work. I mean, I think there are a lot of people who can start a sport at school, but it doesn't necessarily give them the opportunity that you've actually made for yourself, you know, to this point. And, you know, you've taken, you've taken the sport and seen, okay, I'm good at this, but I can be even better. And put in the work to get yourself to where you are today. So it's really,
yes, it's just something about this sport that keeps you going. You're hungry for more. Once you get something that you've been wanting, now you're hungry for more. You need something else. It's just fascinating.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think most athletes will probably say that about, you know, every sport that they do. but I think, yeah, once you almost have that taste of winning and succeeding and seeing your potential, then it gives you that feeling like, where are my limits, you know, and where can I get to, and how good can I be? Yes. So I think that's what we're all searching for, is like, what is our limit, and how, you know, how high can we reach? So it's definitely a motivating factor for a lot of athletes and the goals that they set for themselves. I mean, on that, what, you know, where you at with what you're aiming for now? What are these goals that you're working towards?
We're working on, okay, next year, I really want to make it to the world.
Okay.
And I know I'm going to make it to the world, but we're working so hard for me to be in the 2024 Olympics that are coming. So I just have a period of a year and few months to prepare, and I am ready, and I've put the work. I've already started, and it's going really well. I'm proud of the progress, and I can't wait for more.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's super exciting. I think always working towards the Olympic Games is, obviously a highlight, and track and field at the Games is just, it's such a spectacle. It's so, so awesome. So, I can only imagine kind of the images that you have in your mind working towards that. It's fantastic. Yeah. And I've no doubt that you'll get there. So we really hope to see you on that world platform there. Yeah. I mean, when we, talk about women in sports, and I know that I've said it a few times, but I know that you're still young, but obviously, you know, what do you think of the importance of like giving back to community and, you know, giving back to where you started and how you started the sport? You know, is that something that is important to you, or maybe something that you're already doing? Yeah, I don't know. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Like people used to say, I don't know if they still say it, it takes a community to raise a child. I really do believe in giving back to the community just to show them how grateful you are for the support that you've been given. And then how you're teaching young kids that want to be like you in the future, that it is possible. You might come from a very bad community or a community where they don't believe in dreams. But if you do believe in your dreams, you're going to make it. So I do believe in giving back to the community. I just did. I went back home and... yeah, it was an amazing experience to see how many kids look up to me as young as I am. And I can imagine how many kids that I would help to get where I am today just by supporting. And that's all. I believe community work is good. and they won't stop supporting you. When somebody supports you and you show gratitude, like really grateful for what they have done for you, it's not going to make them stop to support you, but instead it's going to make the support grow bigger and bigger. And support makes everyone strong, that I believe.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I couldn't agree more. And I think it's so great that you're already, you know, going back and, and kind of showing your community what you've achieved and showing gratitude to them for it. Because often we kind of go through our whole careers and then right at the end, we show all our gratitude.
Well, you just forget where you come from.
Yeah, it's easy. It's really easy to get sucked in. I think it's great what you're doing, and so early on, and being at the age that you are, I'm sure that you are inspiring lots and lots of younger girls and showing them what's possible, you know, if you put your mind to something and you work hard for it. Because I think you've really, you've set yourself up, you've taken the athletics, you know, studying now, you basically working towards making this a career for yourself. And athletics, there's earning potential there as well. So these are all really, really good things. And another great role model for South African sport, for sure. But yeah, Bonele, it's been really, really cool to hear your story. And I can't wait for others to hear it. As you said, like ending off, they're talking about the community and what they've done for you and getting into this point, and obviously alongside your hard work as well. But just got a few more questions just to make you think a little bit harder and us to get a little bit more insight into you. What have you done that you are most proud of?
Proving myself that I can, after what I have went through last year and still coming up this year and winning and doing the most, I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah, what was the setback that you had last year?
It was a minor setback when it came to the Junior Worlds, where I qualified for Junior Worlds, but there was complication at the end. And that, when I say at the end, I mean night before I was supposed to fly in. So I couldn't make it. I couldn't go, which was sad because it was going to be my first and last junior championship. But I made it to the senior championships and I made it to Africans. So I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there you go. I mean, overcoming, like you said, there's always going to be challenges. We don't know what they are, but preparing ourselves for them and overcoming them. So yeah, it's awesome to hear that. Okay, name one thing on your bucket list.
One thing.
Yeah.
Standing on the Olympic podium. Like, that's one of my biggest wishes. And I know one of those good days I'll make it.
Yeah, you looked at me like, what are you even asking me? How is this a question? No, I'm sure. I'm sure that you'll get there one day, no doubt, with your attitude and your hard work, and can't wait to see it. Okay, last question. What is the best advice you have been given?
The best advice: it's not over until you say so.
You. There we go. I love that, Bonele. But it's been really, really cool chatting to you, as I said, and just learning about your journey. And I think this is literally just the beginning for you, and we can't wait to see what you can achieve. Hope to see you at Worlds next year, and then at the Olympics the following year.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
If you would like to find out more about the Girls Only Project, visit our website at www.girlsonlyproject.org or follow us at GoProjectSA on Twitter or at Girls Only Project on Facebook and Instagram.